And listening to that report from Fran, and on the line to talk to us now is former President of Ireland and Chair of the Elders, Mary Robinson. Mary Robinson, I know the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been a major priority for the Elders, but listening to Fran, listening to the latest developments, your thoughts?
Oh, it's very worrying, Anya. It's vital that all parties de-escalate and recognise that military aggression and retaliatory attacks can't solve this conflict. And civilians are paying the price for the pursuit of military approaches over dialogue and political solutions. And the elders note, you know, we condemn violence against civilians on all sides, but we see coordinated action to protect Israelis, civilians from attack by Iran. And that stands in stark contrast to the lack of any protection for Palestinian civilians in Gaza and Lebanese civilians. And, you know, Israel is now acting with impunity because it has not been restrained. You'll recall that the elders have repeatedly called for the United States to restrain Israel's actions through the suspension of arms transfers to Israel, where these are now, you know, being used in such an aggressive way. Arms transfers, especially of offensive weapons that are not required for legitimate self-defense, cannot be justified in a context where international humanitarian law is being violated. And, you know, in August, the Biden administration decided to advance a further $20 billion worth of arms sales to Israel. And now we see what's happening in Lebanon. These deaths are terrible. 42,000 civilians at least killed in Gaza. And now we hear 13,000 in 2 weeks in Lebanon, and people driven from their homes, their future. You know, Lebanon is a very poor country.
But listening to you, President Robinson, I can hear the distress in your voice about the civilian suffering. But the reality is, we've watched since October the 7th, haven't we, since last year, the situation going from bad to worse. That suffering that we saw first in Israel, that we saw then in Gaza and the West Bank, and now in Lebanon. Who is Israel listening to? Who can change their course?
Well, that's the problem, I think, from the beginning, when President Biden made that quick visit, realizing the scale of the horrendous attacks of the 7th of October and the taking of hostages. He went, and there's when he should have said, we will not back a disproportionate response. There should have been, from the beginning, a restraint of not supplying the arms. Instead, you know, Israel has somehow, this bad right-wing government of Israel has decided it can now aggressively attack. It has, you know, overreacted in relation to Gaza and decimated Gaza with not just 42,000 killed, but think of the injuries, particularly to children, you know, life-affecting industry in injuries. Now the people of Lebanon the potential for retaliatory attacks on Iran. Obviously, we don't support Iran sending missiles to Israel, but what we need is to tone down and see that retaliatory attacks may lead to a total war, which would be disastrous, because it could be a forever war for poor Israel and Israel citizens.
You spoke about arms transfers from the US. They're also coming from EU member states as well, aren't they? And there seems to be no sign of them stopping. And in fact,
many in Israel believe the UK has made at least some steps, some small steps.
And do you think France, Germany, as well as the US should follow suit?
I do. I think that it's time for restraint, because Israel is acting with impunity, has crossed all the red lines. International humanitarian law is being horribly transgressed. And, you know, the cynicism that I encountered in New York from foreign ministers of the Middle East. I was at a dinner that the Taoiseach that was also at. And, you know, they were so cynical about, you know, the West talks about human rights and international humanitarian law. Forget it. You know, and this is very bad for the world as well. But it's the toll of civilian deaths, particularly of women and children, that is so appalling.
And again, the Israeli government, they've not been listening to the United Nations. They've banned UN Chief Antonio Guterres from entering Israel because they were unhappy with the way he condemned the Iranian strike. He's called, Mr. Guterres, the military campaign in Gaza the most deadly and destructive in his years as Secretary General. After your remarks this morning, Mary Robinson, you'll hardly be welcome in Israel now, will you?
I would be very sorry if my remarks are seen in any way as being anti-Israel. The elders absolutely agree with Israel's right to defend itself, right to live in the as a state in peace in the region. That's what we've always championed. But there is a disproportionate aggressive response by Israel at the moment, and that needs to be reined in and could be reined in by stopping supplying the weapons. That would be an important step. But I wish for the Israeli people that they have a better future than this government is leading them to, where they're becoming a pariah state, where this could be a forever war for them. This shouldn't be necessary. Those attacks of the 7th of October did cause great trauma. We've talked to hostages' families. We know how dreadfully Israel has suffered. But the response of this government is leading Israel into a horrible position in the world. And I fear for that. I am far from, I've never been anti-Semitic, never would be, never could be, nor any of the elders.
And again, that point that military, while whatever military advantage in terms of being able to carry out, bunker busting bombings that Israel, the IDF, may enjoy at the moment. As you say, war won't let people live in peace. There are 10 million people. There are 90 million people in Iran. A peace deal is the only way, isn't it, that Israel is secure?
Absolutely. I mean, we need, first of all, to get the ceasefire and the release of hostages and the release of, detained Palestinians. And that's a first step. And then, Hezbollah has been having firing missiles into Israel in support of Hamas. And that would stop with a ceasefire. We also need to recognize that any potential threat to Iran's nuclear program is extremely serious. Iran's nuclear program should be addressed through a new dialogue, paving the way for an inclusive regional security cooperation. And this is extremely urgent because there's a Security Council resolution which underpins the Iran nuclear agreement, and it's set to expire in October 2025. And so to have any chance of a new agreement, the focus needs to shift to diplomacy, not, upping the action and the military aggression and rhetoric.
Who can intervene to help bring that solution about?
Well, again, the leverage is potentially on the side of the United States. Stop urging Israel and make Israel comply by refusing to provide the arms. If the United States does it, Europe will follow. And that's what is needed at the moment, because Israel has got away, if you like, with what it has done in Gaza. It has not felt that it has paid a price, and it's now wanting to do this to aggressively attack Lebanon to get at Hezbollah. It doesn't seem to the value of lives in Gaza and in Lebanon is far less now internationally than the value of lives in Israel. That's not human rights. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights, is what Article 1 of the Universal Declaration says. We don't see that now. When we see, yes, we want to get this one Hamas person, and it doesn't matter if we kill 100 in the same area. That is not acceptable. That is against international humanitarian law.
Former President of Ireland and Chair of the Elders, Mary Robinson, thank you for talking to us this morning. It's 27 minutes past 8.